Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Union of people affected by Texaco will appeal ruling that favors Chevron. They are also expecting Ecuador's constitutional court to dismiss the action of protection filed by the oil company in 2014. The legal battle against the oil company started 25 years ago. On November 3, 1993, approximately 75 people, among them Cofane, Sequoia, and Quechua indigenous people, and settlers from Orellana and Sucumbíos, filed a complaint against Texaco Chevron at the District Court for the Southern District of New York, accusing it of polluting the environment and affecting the health of the environment due to the use of cheap and obsolete technology during oil exploration works in the Ecuadorian Amazon. Today, this lawsuit represents over 30,000 indigenous people and has gathered peasant organizations, women, human rights groups, youth, unions, and neighborhoods that decided to support this demand and call on more social organizations of the region to create a coalition to support the process, the Union of People Affected by Texaco. In 2011, an Ecuadorian court ruled against Chevron and ordered it to pay $9.5 billion for damages. This unprecedented ruling was also used to prosecute the transnational company in Brazil, Argentina, and Canada, but the courts of those countries argued that it was not possible to validate the Ecuadorian ruling. These decisions were made after the governments were pressured or bribed, for instance, with investment offers, such as the case of the Vaca Muerta oil deposit in Argentina, said Pablo Fajardo, lawyer at the Union of People Affected by Texaco, in an interview with Real World Radio. A week before Chevron's shareholders' meeting, the company obtained two favorable rulings in Ontario, Toronto, and Gibraltar courts. In order to enforce the 2011 ruling, the plaintiffs have to resort to different countries with Chevron investments in order to validate a ruling and also enforce it. We chose Brazil, Argentina, and Canada, said Fajardo. Canada was the country where they had advanced the most, but Toronto's appeals court ruled in favor of the oil company. It is a way of mitigating the pressure we are exerting around the world, said the lawyer of the Union of People Affected by Texaco. The main obstacle for those of us who defend the environment, the land, indigenous and peasant communities, is a legal structure built by transnational corporations who are represented by different subsidiaries or holdings, aiming to hide themselves and avoid the responsibilities, said Fajardo. At the hearing held on May the 23rd, the people affected, represented by their Canadian lawyer, Alan Lexner, submitted evidence of the fact that Chevron Canada belongs to and economically depends on Chevron Corp. For this reason, they delivered wealth statements submitted annually by the U.S. headquarters, where the company acknowledges ownership over all its subsidiaries, among them Chevron Canada. They also submitted documents that prove that the acquisitions made by Chevron Canada are carried out with the approval of the main office, and other documents that establish that Chevron Canada is an intermediary in the investments of the company in other countries, such as Nigeria and Indonesia. In addition, they revealed the existence of seven subsidiary levels under which the multinational company aims to hide its capital and avoid any legal liability, reported the Union of People Affected by Texaco. The lawyer stated that these judicial decisions are a consequence of the bribery strategy that transnational corporations such as Chevron use in the different countries where they are settled, as the case of Argentina, when the embargo on the Vaca Muerta oil deposit, inhabited by the Mapuche people, was reversed in 2012 after the company offered to invest there in exchange of the Supreme Court of Justice dismissing the lawsuit filed by Ecuador. This is why we want to strengthen the passing of a binding treaty for corporations to stop circumventing their responsibilities, since now the affected communities are completely disregarded in their search for justice. Meanwhile, the Union of People Affected by Texaco is waiting for the delayed decision of the Ecuadorian Constitutional Court, which must decide over the extraordinary action of protection filed by Chevron Corporation in 2014. Chevron has taken advantage of the inexistence of a ruling so far to bribe the Ecuadorian government, said Fajardo. They are offering to invest money in exchange of the government interfering with the court's decision in favor of the company. On May the 22nd, the Constitutional Court held a hearing among the parties, and the Union of People Affected by Texaco expects a definitive ruling in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.